Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for another edition of The Hump Show from the After Hours Super Secret Base. I'm tired of the word quarantine. I'm tired of the term stay at home. I really don't like the term shelter in place. It makes me think of other things besides coronavirus. I'm done using the phrase that no one ever heard of before 3 weeks ago that now everyone uses all the time. You're not even going to get me to say it on the radio. And so, yeah, so it feels like a hump show. I just said to my dog, I kid you not, I was downstairs. I finished grabbing my coffee and had just finished rinsing out my dishes from eating my dinner. And I said to my dog, "Mama's going to work, Pen," because that's usually what I would say to my dog when I would leave the house, except all I did was walk up the stairs in my slippers, mind you. That is the one comfort that I'm wearing while I'm working from home. In my slippers, trudged up the stairs into the spare bedroom where Penny can sleep downstairs and the two cats can continue to stare at me like they have no idea what's going on. Still, I don't know when they're going to get used to this, but it's the groundhog version of take your pets to work day over and over and over and over and over. You know what, though? If I don't laugh, I'll cry. So it's going to be a hump show full of smiles and laughter. And as always, we start with good news. First of all, it's good news that we're here. It's good news that we're together. It's good news that your favorite radio show is still on the air. Thank you. And it's good that I still have the ability to speak to you with this microphone now in a brand new stand that the company sent me. Isn't that awesome of the company? The boss reached out to us last week and said, "Who needs a mic stand?" And I may have mentioned this, or you may remember that when I first started broadcasting from my super secret home location, the mic stand they gave me was pretty flimsy. And so I kept having mic malfunction issues where the mic would be drooping and I'd realized I was hunched over. I was demonstrating. I'd be hunched over because the mic was drooping. So I was drooping and I finally propped it up on a notebook and it seemed to be okay. But every now and then I would have to adjust it. So this brand new solid base of a mic stand arrived today. No, I did not spray the box with Lysol. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. Anyway, the mic stand arrived today. Would you believe there were no instructions in the box? I looked. I mean, I'm a girl who will ask for directions and look for instructions. And so I looked. There were no instructions. So it took me a bit to figure out which pieces of metal screwed into which holes and where. No, do not take that as innuendo. And then once I got the stand actually put together, I realized that the piece that the arm that holds the mic or the hand that holds the microphone is not the right size. So I forced it on there. It's definitely not on the way that it's supposed to. There could be a colossal crash of this expensive microphone at some point over the next 4 hours. And if not the next 4 hours, then the next 4 weeks. But starting with the good news is the company was kind enough to send me a new mic stand. And if there's anyone out there who's familiar with mic stands and has any idea how I can jerry rig it, you just let me know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Our Hump Show from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. If it sounds bad or sounds weird, I've told Dave he has to instruct me so that I know that something is not right with the mic stand or the mic or whatever. So the good news is the company was kind enough to send me one so that at least it's at a solid base now and it's not kind of flimsy and flapping back and forth in the breeze. Okay. Do we need some more good news? Of course we do. How about we start with this piece of good news that I think will make us all smile? Do you know March is almost over? This has been a March unlike any other. It's been a sober March through the month of March. And I recognize we still have some, in fact, three of our United States time zones that are not yet into the month of April. And that's fine. I'm just telling you it's coming. It's nearly here. And I'm hoping with the turn of the calendar to April, there's a little more hope. At least for me, and I've said this before on the show, it feels like time is crawling. And yet I look back at the beginning of March and I was hanging out at my mom's. And I was taking my first few days off post-football season, and we really unplugged. We watched Sanditon, binged-watched it over two nights, seven episodes. It was just a different world 4 weeks ago. And at times, it has really felt like March was moving at a snail's pace. But we finally got through it. I have no idea how it happened that we finally got through it, but we did. We finally got through the month of March. I can't say I will miss you, March. Generally, I do miss you because you bring madness of the sporty kind. Yeah, this is not the madness that I was hoping for. Be careful what you wish for, right? I always say, bring on the madness. Yeah, that's nope, not this kind. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So March is over. Good riddance. Say it with me. Say it out loud. It might make you laugh. Good freaking riddance, March. See ya. Don't let the door split you where the... No, I get it wrong every time. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, March. Get out. Hit the road, Jack. Do you guys remember we were doing songs for Tom Brady when he left New England? And mine was Hit the Road, Jack. Yeah, that's how I feel about March. I'm not going to break into song, but that is how I feel about March. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. How about this? Two other pieces of good news from the world of sports. Number one, the NFL playoffs are expanding. We now know it's a done deal. Whenever they take place, which I'm still believing will be in January and February of 2021, there will now be 14 NFL playoff teams, 7 from the AFC, 7 from the NFC. And we're going to talk about the structure and the decisions that the NFL owners voted on and agreed to on Tuesday. I told you there would be a ton of news. And along those lines, right after the news broke about the expanded playoffs, I had a chance to spend 15 minutes on the phone with longtime Steelers defensive back Ike Taylor. He retired in 2014, I believe. That was his last season. And he's done a variety of talking, radio, TV, podcasting, and he was really good. We covered a bunch of topics. And it wasn't so much that I had all these various questions to ask him, though I did have some. But in listening to him and in conversing back and forth with him, it kind of opened the doors for other subjects that I wasn't really expecting, like Antonio Brown. I swear to you, I did not go into this interview intending to ask about Antonio Brown. Never crossed my mind, because AB never crosses my mind anymore. Remember where we were this time last year? Anyway, because of something that Ike said to me, I had to ask him. I had to ask him about Antonio Brown. And so you'll be interested to hear what it is that he said. So Ike Taylor, my conversation with Ike at the top of the next hour, roughly 45 minutes away here on CBS Sports Radio. But yes, if some is good, more is better. Maybe that's your attitude about the NFL playoffs expanding. And I know we've talked about it a bunch, but now we at least have some specifics and some details to put to the ethereal idea of more playoffs. And while we're speaking about playoffs, I can't do it like Coach Ken. While we're speaking about playoffs, according to a source with the New York Post, the NBA is committed to crowning a champion. They have no idea what it's going to look like. They keep going over various scenarios.
Playoffs?
Thank you. It's exactly what I needed. Perfect for the hump show. Depending on when they can actually get back to a gym, get back to their team facilities, spend some time working out, trying to shake the rust off. I mean, who knows how long that is going to take. But depending on when they get the green light, which right now we have no idea. No one has any idea. So some people tend to guess optimistically. Some people tend to predict pessimistically. It's a little bit like when you all want to call up and tell me who's going to win the Super Bowl in September. We have no idea what this is going to look like in a month or in 2 months. I'm hopeful that all the extreme measures that we're taking around the country will do their jobs, that they will curb the spread of the virus. But I don't know. That's just me being optimistic and hopeful. But whenever the NBA gets back on the court, whether they have to scrap the rest of the regular season, whether they jump right into an amended playoff scenario, an amended playoff bracket, the league is committed to crowning a champion. Now, I haven't heard anything from the NHL specifically, but a lot of times, you know, what the NBA does, the NHL follows in some way, shape, or form. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll give you those potential NBA playoff scenarios a little bit later on the show. One more piece of good news, and I feel like we probably all have a similar story. At least I hope that we all have a similar story. Maybe it's someone in our families. Maybe it's someone that we know well. Maybe it's someone we work with. And actually, two of those apply to my last piece of good news, or my last grouping of good news. One of my best friends from college, who I'm still in touch with, we talk on a regular basis, we get together whenever we can. We've actually written blog posts and articles together. She's a great writer. Her parents both have COVID-19, and the last few days have been really rough. Thankfully, though, her mom's fever has broken. Her mom is now taking care of her dad. Both of her parents are in their 70s, like my mom. And her dad is better in the daytime. His lungs are clear. So that's the great news. His lungs are clear. He does not have any type of pneumonia or respiratory problems. And they're hoping the fever will break in the next couple of days. But thankfully, her parents are recovering. So I know it's really dangerous for elderly people as well as people who have had, you know, some pre-existing health conditions. But they appear to be recovering. And then we have a coworker who I last saw last Monday morning, who was working tirelessly with all of the constant changes. He was running himself ragged. And I last saw him on my final morning at CBS Sports Radio headquarters, and he was wearing a mask and gloves, and he was taking every precaution, but he was exhausted. And I saw an email today. On that day, he was diagnosed with the virus. So I wrote to him today just to see how he was doing and to encourage him. And he said it was really helpful to hear from me, which was good. It was good to know that it made a difference and that he's doing better. And he's got some small kids. And so he said they're all doing fine. And that also made me really happy. So try to share these stories of recovery. And I know many of you have had similar experiences, some obviously tougher than others. But I'm hoping that there's good news wherever you are, and that if you want to share it with us, you can certainly do that on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So before we take our first break, and then we'll hop into some NFL playoff expansion, Mom says to me on the phone tonight, I wish we were quarantined together, which it's Mom, right? So I feel like she kind of has to say that. But it struck me, isn't that the ultimate compliment right now? The ultimate compliment is, I wish we were quarantined together, or I wouldn't mind being quarantined with you. Even that I would take right now. So yes, my mom is probably legally obligated to tell me that she wishes we were quarantined together. But as I say, it made me smile because if I met a guy, let's just say, and I, don't ask me how I'm going to do it. Maybe I meet a guy who is now walking his dog around the neighborhood over and over and over again, because that's what everyone is doing right now. They're poor dogs. And he said, you know, we get to talking and that's how I meet him. And then he tells me at some point, I wish we were quarantined together. Wouldn't that be the ultimate compliment? It'd be like love at first sight. See what I told you? I'm goofy. If I don't laugh, I will cry. So today there's going to be laughing and I would like you to laugh with me. We're going to do another one of our categories for my final four, and I'm waffling back and forth. Now, Dave chose a great one last night. I gave him two options and Dave chose the category. And I think I will probably do that tonight because he is one for one. You all loved sharing with us your final four breakfast foods. I mean, you guys went crazy with the breakfast foods all day long and then blamed us when you were hungry for a big breakfast. Hey, we aim to please. So we're going to throw out a couple of categories and Dave will pick the final four category for this show, because it is in fact final four week, though. March, we are not sorry to see you go.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's good to hear play-by-play, any kind of play-by-play, but awesome with Mitch Holtis on the Steelers. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I was thinking Ike Taylor. That was awful. On the Chiefs radio network. I wish I could say that'd be the only mistake on this show, but I can't promise that either. I can't promise the NBA postseason is coming back in 2020, and I can't promise you that I won't screw up again. So please forgive me. There goes the perfect show. The Chiefs radio network with Mitch Holtis. And I tell you what, if we got more of the drama that the Kansas City Chiefs offered us in, well, it was actually early in 2020, right? But in this most previous NFL postseason, man, does that feel like a long time ago, a long time ago. But if we get more of that with the Chiefs drama and rallies three games in a row after being down at least 10 points, you remember against the Houston Texans, they were down 24 points in the second quarter. And yet they rallied and they stayed alive, even having to come back in the fourth quarter against the Niners in the Super Bowl. That type of excitement, I'll take extra games if it features that kind of excitement, the expansion in the NFL playoffs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for your tweets, A-Law Radio, also your Facebook posts. And we do have a spot now on both Twitter and Facebook where you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. As a listener reminded me on social media, it's Wednesday is April Fool's Day. We do not do April Fools around here. We are told very sternly, we are warned very sternly every year that we're not supposed to be doing April Fool's stuff. But now I'm going to be on high alert because Twitter, I feel like you were born for Wednesday, April Fool's Day. I don't even freaking care. All I care about is that it's no longer March. So you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Don't send April Fool's jokes because producer Chris is smarter than that. So on Twitter or on our Facebook page, and we'll do that a little bit later in the show. Also, we've got Ike Taylor coming up top of the next hour. So just over 35 minutes from now. And I'll ask him about the expanded playoffs. The news had just broken when Ike and I got on the phone together. It is really good to hear from a veteran of 12 years in the NFL. So here's what the new expanded playoffs will look like. And this is per a conference call with all 32 teams. Now, remember, they were supposed to be having their league meetings in Florida this week, but because they can only do conference calls, instead, they are a well-oiled virtual machine. Does it feel like the NFL has slowed down even a little bit? I do not think so. So they vote 3/4 of the 32 owners at least needed to approve the change. So we're talking about 24 of the 32 teams had to approve the change. Don't exactly know the split on the votes, but it doesn't matter because everything has been pushed through. There will be a total of 3 wild card teams per conference. So remember, there were previously 2. this upcoming year, so this will start following the upcoming season, there will be three wild cards from each conference. And immediately I thought, huh, I wonder which franchises will benefit the most. We always do, it seems like we always do, have races to the finish line for the final playoff spots, or at the very least, for seeding. This will add even more drama. Now, I've given you my big reservation about adding a seventh team in each conference, and that is it leaves only the top seed with a bye. I'm not a huge fan of that. I feel like it creates an unfair advantage. Well, not unfair. Take that word out. It creates a disparity when it comes to that top seed. Now, I get it. The top seed will have worked all season long. This year with 16 regular season games, but starting next year, 17 regular season games to maintain that advantage and earn the top seed. So that does earn the advantage, and they worked hard for it, blood, sweat, and tears over the course of a long regular season. But I feel like that one top seed having a bye creates a major disparity for the postseason when the teams get there. But you know what? We had a wild card team in the Minnesota Vikings take out the 3 seed in wild card weekend this past year. We know that wild card teams have made some noise in the past. And so now you have 3 wild card games going on in that first weekend. So you're going to have back-to-back triple headers. Here are the dates, January 9th and 10th. The NFL, as I said, the NFL's moving forward like nobody's business. In fact, the schedule for the upcoming NFL season will be released in May. We may not be released from our homes before the NFL schedule is released. But the schedule actually usually comes out before the draft, if I'm not mistaken. So they've pushed it back some. But the league is planning to reveal the 2020 schedule sometime in mid-May. But we do know wildcard weekend will have 3 games on both Saturday and Sunday. Yay, CBS, go team, will broadcast one of the new games. And it will actually be streamed on CBS All Access. And listen to this. I saw Amy Trask campaigning on Twitter for a chance to work with the Nickelodeon crew. The game will also air on Nickelodeon, in a production that is geared toward younger viewers. Now, I don't know how much younger. Are we talking about 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, teeny boppers, college kids? Not really sure. I don't think college kids watch Nickelodeon. So I'm thinking we're talking about younger kids, like preteen and early teens, maybe junior high and early high school. But the game will air on Nickelodeon with a completely different crew because it's going to be geared toward a younger audience. And Amy Trask, she was on, our friend Amy Trask, who is 30 years with the Raiders and is now with CBS Football Family. She was on Twitter campaigning to be part of the Nickelodeon crew. So it's going to be on CBS, CBS All Access, and Nickelodeon. Now, NBC will broadcast the other new game that takes place on January 10th. It's a night game. And it will stream on Peacock. That's the new streaming service for NBC. Anybody out there have Peacock? NBC's new streaming service, Peacock, plus Spanish language Telemundo. They love their football Americano. Spanish language Telemundo will broadcast the other new game. First time the NFL is expanding its postseason going back to 1990. So we're talking about 30 years. At that point, they jumped from 10 to 12 teams. And now 3 decades later, nerd alert, they're moving to 14 playoff teams. And yeah, so I instantly was thinking about the standings and which of the teams that were on the outside looking in would have benefited. Now, we know this year the Pittsburgh Steelers would have made the postseason. At 8-8, the Steelers would have been the 7th AFC playoff team, the 7th wildcard team. It would have been the Los Angeles Rams who made the playoffs in the NFC. But I started thinking about franchises that aren't the ones that are that are constantly fighting for top seed or two seed or three seed, but always seem to be right there in the middle of the scrum, fighting for a playoff spot at the very end. I mean, this year in the AFC, when you look at final standings, every team that was above 500 made the playoffs. Every single one. Pittsburgh was the only 8-8 team. When the dust settled in the AFC, every team that had a winning record was in the postseason. There were only six of them. Steelers were 8-8. Every other team in the AFC was below 500. But do you know there were four 7-9 teams? The Raiders, the Broncos, the Colts, and the Jets were all 7-9. And so it'll be interesting to see which franchises benefit from having this extra playoff spot in the AFC. And then in the NFC, the Cowboys were 8-8. The Bears were 8-8. The Rams were 9-7. So the Rams were the only team above 500 that did not make the playoffs in the NFC. But as I mentioned, you had a couple teams at 500. You also had two other teams that were at 7-9, the Falcons and the Buccaneers from the NFC South. Remember the Saints clinched that division in November, I think it was. And so it's really intriguing, the possibilities. How do you feel about the newly expanded NFL postseason? And will you watch the game on Nickelodeon? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And coming up next, we'll give you the latest category for your Final Four, courtesy of Dave. I've got two that I'm going to toss to him, and he is going to knock it out of the park. Like I put the ball on the tee. He picked a winner last night. No doubt he's going to pick a winner tonight as well.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Man, do I miss football. And yes, I miss sports. I miss all of the sports that we generally have in the spring, which does not include football. But this time of the year, I generally do start to miss the NFL as well. J.B. Long on the Rams radio network. Rams and Steelers would have made the playoffs in 2019 if the new expanded postseason had been set up. But it wasn't. What ifs? You know how much those are good for. Anyway, it's kind of fun to think about the teams that are generally right in the middle of the pack who will be competing. Cleveland Browns fans, where are you? I feel like this has got to be some of the best news that you've ever heard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, you can do that with our show Twitter. And also on our Facebook page, I just saw a guy, Chris. I'm sorry, Chris is the one compiling the questions. I'm supposed to stay away from your questions on Facebook and not look at them ahead of time. But I did during the break because, well, you know, because I did. And I saw a question from a guy who said, are you bored because there's no sports? I don't remember the last time I was bored. It had to be 20 years ago, at least. No, I mean, I miss sports, but are you kidding? I still have to do a radio show without sports. So no, I'm very much occupied trying to get this radio show on the air every night. So no, not bored yet. I'll let you know when I am. In fact, I have watched three shows on my DVR since this whole thing started. In 3 weeks, I've watched three shows. I'm meaning 3 hour long shows on my DVR. I haven't watched a movie. I haven't binged watch a thing. So I would love a little bit of boredom. That would be okay. I honestly feel like Dana White gets me. And I'll explain in a second, because when I heard Dana White speaking this week on a podcast where he was a guest, and he was kind of looking at the future of UFC, I was like, oh my goodness, Dana White and I, we are kindred spirits. He gets it. He's in the same boat where I feel like I'm in. We are in as a show every day. You can use our toll-free line if you want to let us know what you think about the new expanded playoffs. And I'll ask, or you'll hear me ask, Ike Taylor at the top of the hour. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. 855-212-4227. 124 CBS. So I do love the idea of more NFL playoff games. Still, my reservation is, hey, let's see how great a disparity it is between the top seed and the other teams that do not have bye. So that's my hang up with this. But maybe it turns out to be an unfounded fear, and the team that ends up with that top seed and the bye, well, that doesn't turn out to be an issue. However, if you look back at this past playoffs, and I've given you some numbers before. In fact, I could probably go back and find them on Twitter because I believe I tweeted them as a nerd alert when we first heard about the NFL playoff expansion proposal. This year, the Chiefs, well, the Ravens were the top seed. The Chiefs were a two seed. They did have a bye. Okay, so you had Ravens and Chiefs with the bye. Remember, Kansas City had the tie break with New England, and when the Patriots lost in Week 17, the Chiefs grabbed that two seed. So you had a team with a bye from the AFC go to the Super Bowl, and, of course, you had the team with the bye, the top seed in the NFC, go to the Super Bowl. That was the San Francisco 49ers. It was Niners, Packers, Saints, who were all 13-3. Niners were the one seed, Packers the two seed, and the Saints had lost the tiebreak. Just to refresh your memory. It helps to refresh my memory as well. So 855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in about the expanded postseason. Now that we know other items that were discussed in this conference call, they got an update on the coronavirus. And right now they believe, I think it's more hope than believe, but they do want to stick to the plan that the upcoming NFL schedule will start on time, that they will be able to get to training camps at whatever point some of these stay-at-home orders are lifted and the coronavirus spread has been curbed. They believe that they'll have enough time for training camp and that the NFL season will kick off on time in September. That's their expectation, according to General Counsel Jeff Pasch, who did a conference call, a media briefing. We tried to find it, but I guess it's not out there anywhere. And so the media asked Mr. Pasch whether or not he's making contingency plans, or the league is coming up with contingency plans to start later in the season. And he said, right now, all the medical resources that they're using, whatever models they're following, the NFL doesn't believe that they will have the need for a delayed start. So here's his direct quote. All of our discussions, all of our focus has been on a normal traditional season, starting on time, playing in front of fans in our regular stadiums, and going through a full 16-game regular season and a full set of playoffs. That's our focus. He said, we're still in March, so it's quite a few months between now and when our season would begin. The belief and the information that we have is leading us to continue on focusing on a season that starts on time and played in a normal way. Now, league operations are generally shut down except for these conference calls and the various virtual training that's been happening for draft prospects who are getting ready for that whole proposal. That's just nutso coming up on April 23rd, but I think it's going to be really interesting. They haven't actually formatted the draft yet, so they're still tinkering with how they think it should look and how they're going to loop in various prospects who have cameras in their homes or wherever they're watching the draft. But right now it seems like you'll have the commissioner, Roger Goodell, announcing picks from a central location, at least for the opening round, which is what he does. And then you're going to have the war rooms all over the place. No more than 10 people per room, because that's the rule right now, or that's the recommendation of the CDC. And yes, we will be able to see them sitting 6 feet apart, all of them. At some point, they will finalize what this is going to look like virtually. And I'm sure right now they're kind of brainstorming and throwing out a bunch of different ideas. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I knew Jeff, well, I knew the Cleveland Browns fan base would be represented. So, Jeff, you are the first. The Browns will be a four seed in the upcoming season. You know what? This time last year, we already had people predicting the Browns were headed to the Super Bowl and that they were going to beat the Patriots to get there. And so, you know what? There's a lot more of a tempered enthusiasm, if there's enthusiasm at all. I really haven't heard much from Browns fans this offseason. Complete the opposite of last year.
You don't wear brown and orange, you don't matter.
It's because we haven't heard from him very much. He's now on the Giants coaching staff, right, Dave?
That's right.
Freddie Kitchens now with Joe Judge. It's a total turnover for the New York Giants. All right, so Dave is on the microphone. Are you ready for the two categories? You get to pick the one that is going to be a winner on this edition of the show. And just to remind people, we're doing your final four categories all week because this is supposed to be final four week. We don't have basketball teams to talk about, so instead we're doing some odd and quirky categories. Last night I gave Dave the option of picking between snack foods or breakfast foods, and he said breakfast foods, and he won. He was right. He picked the right category because you guys sent us hundreds of tweets and Facebook posts with your top four, your final four breakfast foods. And keep in mind, that's the idea. You don't get to send seven because the bracket only allows for four. We don't get seven teams to the final four. We get four. I couldn't be more self-explanatory. So you have to pick four, the top four in each of these categories. So here are the two categories, Dave. Feel free to laugh if you must.
Okay.
Number one, your top four, I should say it right, your final four play-by-play announcers, or I feel like that's pretty sporty and lots of people are doing that right now, your final four zoo animals.
Wow.
People love the zoo, right? I know you're a guy, but don't you like the zoo?
Absolutely.
No? Oh, okay. I feel like the zoo is pretty popular. And even if you could take or leave zoos, you still love zoo animals. Who doesn't love zoo animals?
I mean, I love taking my kids to the zoo. Sure. It's always fun. It's a good time.
Okay, so lots of people are doing play-by-play announcers. We could always bring that topic back. You can tell I'm leaning towards zoo animals, but don't let me affect your decision. You decide as the man who is the mysterious voice behind the audio board.
Really putting me on the spot here.
Hey, you welcomed the challenge
this
last night.
This is true. Well, then, in that case, let's go with the zoo animals.
Yeah! Wait, did you do that just because you knew I'd be happy?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
No.
No. No. I want you to
enjoy
pick
a good
whatever.
Trip to the zoo. I think it's. Okay. I think it's going to be fun. I think you're going to get some out there answers, kind of like yesterday that you weren't expecting, you didn't see coming, and I think that's what's going to be so fun.
Howler monkeys? Do you think we'll get any howler monkeys?
I think we will now.
How about, you're not prepared to give me your final four zoo animals, are you?
Not quite yet.
Okay, all right. We'll let you have some time to think about it. Now, I won't blame Dave if you don't like this category. You can blame me because it came from my brain. But as Dave says, even if you're a guy, I mean, I don't know. Is that stereotyping men? Do men like zoos? I guess I need to hear from some men other than Dave. I mean, Dave has a big family, so of course he goes to the zoo with his kiddos. And his niece and his nephew. I love the zoo, so I'm one of those people that, I would go to the zoo anywhere that I take a vacation. One of my favorites is the San Diego Zoo. I was there in Southern California on vacation, I think it was 2014, and I actually went and stayed with my friend who works at Indian Wells. Now, this was not during the tournament, of course. She would have been busy, but we drove the 90 minutes to San Diego one day and made a whole big day trip of the zoo. And come to find out, Steph Curry and his family were also at the San Diego Zoo that day. He got a private tour. So we never saw him. He and his family, and at the time he just had the one daughter, Riley. He and his wife, and I don't know if they had other members of the family too, you know, brothers.
Curry!
Yeah. They were doing a special private tour of the San Diego Zoo because I saw a tweet later that said, "Oh, thank you to the zoo for the private tour and getting up close with the animals. My daughter was in heaven. It was really cool." Something along those lines. And I was like, "Oh yeah, I like the zoo too." And it was amazing. San Diego does a phenomenal job. And there's some other really cool zoos out there. So our category for tonight, courtesy of Dave and I, mostly Dave. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just worried people won't like it. But I can't back out now. We can't back out now. I know it's not breakfast foods, but still. Your final four zoo animals. And there's dead silence. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. I know you love dogs. Dogs are not zoo animals. Yeah, so let's go. Let's go! On Twitter or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I actually still have to think about this. I'm pretty confident pandas are on my final four of zoo animals, but I love animals, so this is going to be really difficult for me. So that's our final four category. Now, coming up next, longtime Steelers defensive back Ike Taylor. No, I did not ask him his final four zoo animals that this conversation took place before we decided. So Ike Taylor, right after the news broke about the expanded NFL playoffs, wide-ranging conversation, including his hopes for Big Ben this year and Antonio Brown. Just wait. He's really good. You're going to love it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.